Hi, welcome to Digital Explain to My Mom, the podcast that cuts through the marketing wow. My name is Sultan Simlali. I'm a business consultant passionate about marketing and technology. A couple of months ago, I had a hard time explaining to my mom what I was doing in my day job. I struggled so much that she politely said, interesting. Would you like more coffee? Talking about an experience with friends and colleagues, I realized that I was not alone. This is why I have decided to go on a quest. Find a marketing professional that will be able to tell me who they are, what they do, in words my mom would understand. Enjoy the show. Today I'm meeting Tristan Wright, business Sherpa at Evolve to Grow. As me, you will wonder what a business Sherpa is. So what is a business Sherpa?
Firstly, thank you very much for having me. So business Sherpa, I'm going to ask you a question to explain what a business Sherpa is. If you were to go climb Mount Everest, what would you do? How would you prepare for it? And would you climb Mount Everest by yourself?
No way.
All right. So what would you do? Who would you go and get support from?
Yeah, probably people here to help me physically prepare.
Yes.
Before going there. And then, yeah, indeed, I will need a Sherpa probably to carry all the bags so that I can be lazy and not do anything on the mountain.
Well, believe it or not, a Sherpa doesn't actually carry the bags. A Sherpa is to guide. So the Sherpa directs you or knows the path and knows the speed to go at to get to the top of the mountain. The porters are the people that carry your bags. So my explanation for a business Sherpa is, if you're going to go and climb Mount Everest, you would make sure you prepare properly and you would get a Sherpa, someone that's been there and done that, to help guide you to the top of Mount Everest. Whereas in business, why wouldn't you do something similar? Why wouldn't you get someone that's been there and done that and that's climbed Mount Everest before to help you get to the top of your Mount Everest? So the way I market myself is as business Sherpa, someone that's been there and done that and that's helping you on your journey to get to the top of your Mount Everest, which is your business goal.
It's very strong.
Once I get to explain it like that, it's just a simple way. It makes it simple. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, I work with business owners and business leaders to help them achieve their business goals. I do that through past experience and past knowledge and past training, hence business Sherpa. I could call myself a business coach or a business consultant, but everyone else does that. And to be different, to stand out, you have to be different. There's no point being the same as everyone else.
True. So you, business Sherpa is on one side a branding exercise, but on the other side, I think it's a good image to explain what you're doing.
Correct.
Yeah. And you say you've been through that, so can you tell us more about what brought you to becoming a business Sherpa?
So my backstory is I studied engineering and industrial design, and I worked in that space for a while. And I ended up almost falling into setting up my own business. I found a gap in the market and exploited it. That was in the cycling space, so selling cycling clothing, running clothing, and triathlon clothing. And I built that business, and I built it to a point where it was turning over seven figures, and I had staff in a few different states and a few different countries, and I was selling internationally. So I built a relatively successful business, but I did it. When I did it, I had a massive ego. I thought I didn't need help from other people, and I had blinkers on, and I wasn't aware. I'd had so much initial success, I thought nothing could beat me. But then all of a sudden, within a six-month period, I was 200 grand in debt, and I'd lost my marriage, and pretty much life had beaten me, business had beaten me. And that's because I was so arrogant, and I thought I didn't need help. And that's so I had the journey really high, and then I went really low, personally, mentally, business, everything. Long story short, I was able to take ownership of my actions, get over my arrogance, get over my ego, and rebuild that business to a point where it could operate without me and it was more successful than previous. which then allowed me to sell the business. So that's the very condensed story of my previous business journey and my experience. I now share that experience and those lessons learned with other business owners to help them to ensure that they progress at a safe rate.
Yeah, make sure that they don't go through the bankrupt stage and losing their marriage and everything.
Yeah,
wow.
Taking the correct risks and learning from my mistakes and all the lessons that I've learned dealing with all the other clients that I've had. So, and using a framework to grow the business and treat it as a tool for life.
And how's your business model then? You're selling your time. You're billable by hour, or how do you?
So the way Evolve to Grow works now is it's definitely not billable by hour, and I tell anyone do not trade time for money because that is the worst way to do business. You need to trade money for value. So the value that you offer to someone, you need to show what that value is, so you can get paid as much as possible. So I basically work with clients typically on a monthly retainer or a structure where I get profit share. What I do is I work with the business owner to find out what their goal is in life, what they want their life to look like, and how we can tie business into that, and how we can set up your business to be a tool to enjoy what you do on a day-to-day basis. One of my clients, they're a marketing agency. They came to me a little over a year ago. There's two business owners, about 15 staff. They're both working long hours in the business. They're profitable, but they weren't talking to each other at all. They couldn't stand the sight of each other to an extent. And the reason was they didn't actually have a clear direction on what they wanted to do in business and why they were in business. So we spent time working out why they're in business, what they wanted to achieve, determined when they were going to get it, and then reverse engineered a roadmap to be able to get there. Fast forward 12 months, the two business owners have gone from 15 staff to 28 staff. The business is not dependent on them. They've now got a senior leadership team, and their friendship has been rebuilt, and they're making more money and got more time to spend with their family.
Wow, that's kind of a dream story.
Yeah, it's nothing I did. It's just I gave them an outsider's perspective and said, hey, you're missing these things because you're stuck in the day-to-day. So I just helped them take a step back and work out why they're actually in business. And once we're able to help them take a step back, we could create a strategy so that they could achieve that.
I guess the key is the kickoff of the process and probably the possible fallbacks. So how do you do that?
So I'm all about starting with the end in mind. So we need to work out what it is that you want to achieve. Like if you're just in business to make money or to be better than the next person, you're going to get burnt out. You're not going to be sustainable. You need to have a purpose for why you're in business. And once you have that purpose, you can actually come up with a strategy from that. So there might be a purpose on what you're delivering to your end client, but what do you personally want to get out of it? How do you want to feel? So I know I'm going into the life coaching side of things a tiny bit, but this is all, if you don't, as a small business, so what I classify as a small business, under 50 staff, and the business owner is still involved in the business on a relative day-to-day basis. If you don't have clarity on where you want to get to, you're wasting your time, so to speak. You're just going to go round and round in circles. So a lot of my time in the early days with the business is working out what status quo is, where we are right now, but then what does a dream business and a dream life look like? So it's about asking questions. So asking them questions and saying, are you serving the customers that you're serving at the moment, are they your dream customers or are they not? The hours that you're working or the type of work you're doing, is that what you really want to be doing? And most of the time it's not. We as human beings get too comfortable with what we do on a day-to-day basis, and we don't challenge ourselves because we're not feeling uncomfortable, and we end up meandering through life without achieving what we're capable of. So I like to challenge people's thinking. So once we've challenged their thinking, we can create something that's worth leaving a legacy for.
It's kind of an eye-opening session based on what people really want to achieve and really.
Yeah, so I've been working with a client for we're probably into our fourth or fifth week now. It's only just today that we've been able to work out what her purpose is in business. So she's been financially successful for years and years, but she's been totally disconnected from the business, and she has not enjoyed working in the business or on the business. Over the last 4 weeks, we've been working out what the purpose is for her being in the business and how that ties into her personal life. And today she came to me with the biggest smile on her face and said, "Hey, Tristan, I've cracked this. I know why I'm in business and I know why I'm doing this." And she's like, "This is going to make life so much easier. We're going to be able to win so many more jobs. Our team are going to enjoy work." And she's like, "I'm going to be able to have more time off and spend time doing my extracurricular activities that are also tied into this purpose." And the way her mindset shift in the last month has just been amazing.
Is that your purpose? So if you look at, so you try to help people achieve their purpose and combine their business and their lives. Yeah. So your purpose, is that these light bulb moments that you want to see within your customers? What is your purpose?
So for me, I want to give business owners time and freedom starting right now. And the reason I want to do that is so I can have time and freedom and choose what I do with my life. So if I'm able to give it to others, I can see the joy that they get from that. And that fills me up and gives me the ability to do that as well. So I've come from my previous business. The business owned me and the work owned me. And I'm like, that's not what I want. I want the exact opposite. So I go out and give others the ability to have time and freedom so they don't have to stress about business and they can make money and they can have a positive impact. If I do that for others, I get that. And the very first step to be able to do that is to help the business owner work out why they're actually in business.
Yeah, that's the hardest question, the why question.
Yes. There's an Australian slang is bloody oath. So that if we have Australian listeners, they'll understand what I mean by bloody oath. But if non-Australian listeners, go and Google it. Bloody oath. So O-A-T-H. Yeah. Oath. So that's it. So there's a Simon Sinek book, Start With Why. And, I didn't get it to start with, but you need to start with your why, and everything else falls into place after that.
I read Simon Sinek, and I think that's my personal criticism. The TEDx video in 15 minutes was sufficient, so the whole book was maybe too long for me. Maybe I didn't get it. The way you explain it, it really reminds me of what I read, I think, almost 10 years ago, was the 4-hour work week from Tim Ferriss.
Yes.
Is this where you got some inspiration, or is that more an accident? Because I see a lot of similarities in what you're doing and what Tim Ferriss
I've got Tim Ferriss's book on my bookshelf, and I'm looking at it right now. I can honestly say I've only read the first two chapters of it. So so I read bits and pieces of books, and sometimes it depends on where I am in my journey. if I need to go and read a book. So you might go back and read Simon Sinek's book in the future and it will make sense to you in 6 months' time. I didn't understand the purpose or the meaning of reading a book multiple times, but now I do. You've got to go back and read a book a second and third time because you'll get more, you'll pick something up in it the previous time that you didn't. But going back to Tim Ferriss's book, like what I'm saying, what I'm talking about is nothing new. I'm just delivering it in a different way so different people can understand. So you might not understand what Tim Ferriss is saying, but you'll understand what I'm saying. And we've just got a slightly different slant on it and we deliver it in a slightly different way.
You're making me think about books that I enjoyed reading or that I struggled with and I probably will be looking at tonight like, oh, yeah, so should I try to read this book again? So where do you find inspiration? So we talked about books. Is that in books?
I'd listen to a lot of audio books. I go for a walk most mornings along the river and I'm listening to the audio books and I get inspired by that. But at the end of the day, my inspiration is having freedom. And to do that, I need to explore and put myself in so many different situations and to learn. So we're recording, so for the people on the podcast, we're recording in the middle of October. Last week, I went over to Malaysia to speak in front of 800 business owners. I did that to inspire people, but I also did it so that I could learn and better myself. So it's about being a continual learning journey and knowing that you don't know everything and you need to be putting yourself in different situations, making yourself uncomfortable so that you can grow and move forward and actually enjoy what you do.
That's true. No pain, no gain. That's usually you need to feel the pain and the pain is actually showing that you're
correct.
Growing.
And so many people put themselves in a position where they're comfortable being uncomfortable, which means the pain is not mm-hmm. big enough. And they haven't seen the reward from putting themselves in that pain. So if you put yourself in a painful situation and you get through it, you'll get rewards. So, for instance, 3 years ago, I would never have thought about speaking in front of 800 people. I would have said, that's the last thing I want to do. And I've been able to take myself on this journey where, all right, I'm going to go international, speak in front of 800 people and treat it like another day. So, and that's just because I've been able to put myself through that journey of growth and realizing that the more I grow, the more I'll be comfortable with things that I was previously uncomfortable with, and means I'm capable of more things.
So what caused that change between 3 years ago and
pain.
Now?
I got uncomfortable being uncomfortable rather than being comfortable being uncomfortable. And once I got uncomfortable, I realized I needed to make that change. So that started when I had the issues with my previous business a few years back. So once I realized that I couldn't be comfortable being uncomfortable, I knew I needed to go on that journey to better myself all the time.
It's very inspiring. It's very impressive.
We could stay...
Being able to go through that pain and change it, yeah.
We could stay where we are as a normal human being, but... We could stay where we are living our normal life, but we don't want to get to our deathbed and say we don't know what we achieved. We made lots of money but we don't know really what we achieved outside of making money kind of thing. So we want to grow as a person and actually achieve something mm-hmm. in life.
So the show is called Digital Explain to My Mom. Does your mom know what you do and how do you explain or how did you explain what you were doing?
So that's a really interesting question. She knows that I went and spoke in front of 800. I was told 1,000, but it was only about 800. She knows I went and spoke in Malaysia in front of a bunch of business owners and she knows that I help business owners grow. But specifically what I do on a day-to-day basis, no, she wouldn't. I'm careful about mixing business with family. So I'll share high level, but I don't want to go and speak business with family because And just, yeah, me, like, I want time to switch off and enjoy the time with the family. And yes, yeah, so I'll talk high level, but I won't go into too much depth.
Okay, so when she meets her friends, she says, "Oh, my Tristan is my hero. He's so great. He spoke to 800 people. He's a rock star, I think."
I was over there helping business owners and giving them a speech on how to grow their business. But I might have told her the topic of the speech. I haven't shared her the content of the speech, so she'll know the high level of the topics. But yeah. Yeah, other than that, I deliberately don't mix family with business too much.
So how can people get in touch with you, Tristan?
Easiest way to get in touch with me, I've got a website, evolvetogrow.com.au. I've got LinkedIn, so Tristan Wright. They're probably the two simplest ways to get in contact with me. Or obviously contact you and ask for an introduction. Say, because you've got my contact details as well.
I think I do.
We've spoken to each other on a few different channels, email, LinkedIn, wherever. So, yeah.
I'll add that to the show notes and on the site as well. Is there one thing, one message you would like to give to the reader?
Listeners? It's the last slide that I had on my speech last week. Think what is possible. Make possible your reality.
Think what is possible, make possible your reality. Pretty strong. I like it. I will write it down for myself. So
I've been working on like a one-liner for a while, and it's going to be the title of my book that I've started writing, which will probably be a couple of years off, but that's a working title of my book.
You can already start to make posters, you know.
Bye. Yeah, that's it. I can do all the branding for it already. So,
you have your tagline. So fantastic. So thank you so much, Tristan, for being on the show today. Talk to you soon. Cheers.
Thanks for listening to Digital Explained to My Mom, the podcast that cuts through the marketing wah-wah. If you like the podcast, please rate it with 5 stars on iTunes or the podcasting app you use. Remember that sharing is caring, so feel free to share with your friends and colleagues. You will find the show notes on our website, digitalexplaintomymom.com. I'm looking forward for your feedback, ideas, and more. So let's connect on LinkedIn. My name is Sultan Simnali, or on Twitter, where I go by the name of Sultanology. The music you have heard is from bensound.com. Thanks for listening. See you next time.